This is Pentecost Sunday. As you will notice, we have little doves showing up on the screen. That was unplanned, but you know what? It is a serendipity.
Este es el día de Pentecostés. Bienvenido a todos. Y las palomas que se vean en allá, no fue planeado.
It's with a lot of joy and delight that we welcome each and every one this morning to our worship of our Creator and of our salvation. No matter the language or the habits or the practices that we bring with us, but we've joined in this worship and we're inviting God to be present, His Spirit to hover over us and to fill this place.
Con gozo y alegría, les damos la bienvenida a todo el mundo aquí esta mañana para la celebración del primer Pentecostés después de la resurrección de Jesús. No nos importan ni el idioma ni las costumbres que tenemos. Nos hemos unido para adorar el Dios de la creación y de nuestra salvación y de experimentar nuestro compañerismo con uno con otro. Le invitamos a Dios que esté presente, que su Espíritu se mueva sobre nosotros y que llene el Espíritu de Dios este lugar.
In that spirit, we invite you to stand and to greet each other and to welcome us in the name of our God.
En este espíritu le invitamos a levantarse y saludarse unos a otros. No es necesario.
If there were any announcements, you could come on forward.
Once again, I want to invite you to participate in Zion hosting the PNMC conference June 23rd and 25th. 2 weeks ago, there was an insert like this in the bulletin. There's some more copies in the back, but we still need helpers with dishwashers, servers for different meals. We need helpers to help with the education programs for the children that will be here. Again, if you haven't seen one of these, pick one up on the back table and return it to my box or give it to me sometime. But we've had some good response, but we still need some more help to be good hosts for this conference. Thank you.
Don't forget junior high and high schoolers. We will meet here at the church tonight at 6 p.m. for a competition games / relays night. See you there.
Our call this morning is a responsive reading that we all will participate in. It will be on the screen, and there are words in Spanish and in English. Matthew and I are the leaders reading those parts. If you are bilingual, you are invited to speak both of those times in the reading that we have.
Will we also lead the people's parts too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Do you want to repeat any of that?
Okay. Se me olvidó lo que dijo ella.
Okay. She's saying, esta es en, una liturgia en que vamos a compartir las palabras que se ven allá y repite con nosotros con, cuando se dice congregación, es suyo y para los líderes es nuestro. Okay.
On the day of Pentecost, they were all gathered together in one place. We are gathered here in this place together, regardless of where we've come to worship.
En el día de Pentecostés, los discípulos estaban unánimes juntos en un solo lugar. Nosotros estamos unidos en este lugar para adorarle a Dios. No importa de dónde venimos. Perdón. Okay.
People of God. Mm-hmm. Look about and see the faces of those we know and love.
Pueblo de Dios, miren y vean los rostros de los que conocemos y amos.
Neighbors and friends, sisters and brothers, a community of kindred hearts.
Vecinos y amigos, hermanas y hermanos, una comunidad de corazones gemelos.
People of God, look around of those we hardly know.
Pueblo de Dios, miren a los rostros de lo que conocimos apenas.
Strangers, sojourners of
God, who need us hand.
Desconocidos, amigos olvidados, los que necesitan una mano extendida.
People of God, look around you and see the images of God assembled here.
Pueblo de Dios, miren y vean todos los imágenes de Dios reunidos aquí.
In me, in you, in each of us, God's Spirit shines for all to see.
En mí, en ti, en cada persona, brilla el Espíritu de Dios para que lo vea todo el mundo.
People of God, come.
Pueblo de Dios, vengan.
Together, let's worship together. Let us worship together.
Adoremos juntos.
Let's pray. Our Lord God, this is the prayer from the depths of our hearts. Breathe into our worship and our assembly the breath of your Holy Spirit, bringing life beyond our own. Amen.
Oh, Señor Dios, esta es la oración más profunda de nuestros corazones. Que soples en nuestro culto y nuestra asamblea la respiración de tu Espíritu Santo, así infundiéndonos vida por encima de la nuestra. Amen.
Amen. Let us continue worship with song. Whoa, whoa.
Let's stand and sing number 37 in the blue book, number 37.
Praise the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, why so praise Him, for He is I have done so. Open your green books to number 18. El librito verde. You will see a different refrain on the screen than what is written in your book. This refrain is a little bit more affirmative than the one that's in the book. The one in the book planted a little bit of doubt in my mind, and so I put something in there that reflected a little bit more what our conviction is. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head. Everywhere. And when the world is silent, I hear music in the air. Oh, when the world is silent, I hear music in the air. Oh, when the world is silent, I hear music in the air. I know that my God's still there. Still there. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. I can feel my God everywhere. Now when I think of Jesus, I hear music in the air. And when I think on Jesus, I hear music in the air. I know that my God everywhere. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Over my head, I hear music in the air. I can hear my God. I can hear my God. I can hear my God everywhere. In your small hymnal, I guess these are both small. It's back to the blue hymnal. Sheaves of Summer. Sheaves of Summer, number 460. Una espiga dorada por el sol. This morning we're sharing communion together, and this song speaks about what we are when we come together. Esta mañana vamos a compartir la mesa del Señor y esta canción nos habla de lo que somos nosotros en la mano del Señor. We'll sing the first two verses in Spanish just as they're written in the hymnal.
Una espiga dorada por el sol, el racimo que corta el viñador, se convierte ahora en pan y vino de amor, en el cuerpo y la sangre del Señor. Compartimos la misma comunión, somos trigo del mismo sembrador. Un molino la vida nos tritura con dolor. Dios nos hace pueblo nuevo en el amor. Sheaves of summer turned golden by the sun. Gold
sugar punches, cut down when ripe and red, are converted into the bread and wine of God's love in the body and blood of our dear Lord. We are sharing the same communion meal. We are wheat by the same great sower soul. Like a millstone, life grinds us down with sorrow and pain, but God makes us new people bound by love. Like the grains which become one same whole loaf, like the notes that are woven into song, like the droplets of water that are blended in the sea, we as Christians one body shall become. At God's table together we shall sit, as God's children Christ's body we will share. One same hope we will sing together as we walk along, brothers, sisters, in life in love will be.
Turn to number 229 in the same book. El 229, en el mismo himnario. We'll sing the verses just as they're written again.
Tú que has venido a la orilla, no has buscado ni a sabios ni a ricos, tan solo quieres que yo te siga. Señor, me has mirado a los ojos y sonriendo has dicho mi nombre. En la arena he dejado mi barca junto a ti, buscaré otro mar. Tú sabes bien lo que tengo en mi barca, no hay oro ni espada, tan solo redes y mi I'm sorry. my boat carries no gold and no weapons, but nets and fishes, my daily labor. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me.
It is a time of testimony to hear from each other what has been good for us and blessed us as we have mixed with the efforts of bridging cultures. There are four persons that are going to share this morning, and I'd ask if you'd come forward, sit on the bench. That does help, I think, in the movement back and forth as we're doing things. Steve Massengela is first to share with us.
I'll share my testimonial and perspective from relationships. For me, working with bridging cultures has been about human beings' need for relationship, human beings' need for belonging. I've been with bridging cultures, I think, since 1999, involved in that. And there's not enough time for me to share a lot of the memorable moments, but I wanted to just take some time and go through a list of things that stand out as I look back on my experience with bridging cultures. And I also understand there's a lunch coming up, so I need to speed this up. Some of these memorable moments include last summer we had an all-men's volleyball team on the beach. We played as we were out in the bridging cultures. That stood up as a very relational time for me. I also remember a trip with Mari to the coast in the truck. It was just her and I. It was an earful, but it was a chance for us to really build relationships. Memories of being on a park bench at the zoo and just engaging with people, connecting with people, connecting and talking, and that was also a very relational time for me. Preparing and eating meals in the parks, eating meals in people's homes, eating meals in the back of a truck, sharing all kinds of stories with individuals that allowed me to learn more about myself and other people. I have a memorable moment being in a van, 15-passenger van, with some of you all the way to Reedley, California, and back. And while we were down there, we spent some time in the fields and got a firsthand experience, some testimonials of people's lives and experiences that was very memorable for me. I also remember a time when we made sandwiches at Thriftway, and I would invite my friends from work to come help me. One time in particular, I invited a friend who, after I pulled out the enough meat to make 200-plus sandwiches and laid it out on the table, that person reminded me that they were vegetarian. There's a lot of meat. They ended up helping me make those sandwiches. They came back several times and helped make sandwiches. And to me, that was a reminder. It was more about the relationship. It has nothing to do with the meat, the food, and the sandwiches. It was about relationships. So all in all, my experience, my connections that I've made and I hope to make going forward have helped me learn more about myself, have engaged me with in areas that I wouldn't have otherwise, and I cherish those moments.
My name is Caitlin. My name is Caitlin. This is Caitlin.
No, you're not.
This is Caitlin. I'm Kelly. Sorry. But we've been asked to come up and speak with you about volunteering with Bridging Cultures and how it is, what it has meant to us. So I also worked on making sandwiches at Thriftway and spending Saturdays in the park and also helping with cooking and serving the Thanksgiving meals that we've had at Baker Prairie. But I think what has meant the most to me has been volunteering, helping to teach with the English classes that we've had for the last, this is our third year, I think. And what I have, when I was thinking about what has meant the most, I was thinking of opportunity, how it has been an opportunity to see the courage and perseverance of my neighbors who have come to learn, and also just the opportunity for us to learn and laugh together, and for them to have patience as my teaching skills have developed and grown. So just those relationships, building those relationships and spending time together and making new friends is, I think, what has meant the most to me.
I'm Caitlin. When I first started helping with the English classes, I was really excited about the chance to teach because for me it seemed like a really practical way to help people. More than that though, I'm not a very naturally outgoing person, especially when it comes to meeting new people. So for me, having kind of a structured setting was also a less intimidating way to really actively care and connect with people in our Latino community in Canby. Last year, I decided I needed to step out of tutoring. The most difficult part of this by far was missing the students I'd gotten to know over the last couple of years. So I was really excited when I heard that with Bridging Cultures support, a new class that would be a lot more flexible was starting up. I'm glad the new classes still provide really solid learning time, but the best part is we intentionally have more time to listen and learn about our students as we share a meal. We have the chance to laugh with each other, and students get to share about who they are, their ideas, their family, their likes and dislikes. And I think this time spent listening can be as important as the time that we spend teaching. Weekly classes are also a way that I can show respect when we're teaching and helping, while still showing them that I won't treat them as less just because their primary language is different than mine. When I can show vulnerability by trying to pronounce or use a little bit of the Spanish that I know, and by admitting that English doesn't usually make a lot of sense. We get to say that a lot. It can be a confusing language, and they aren't alone in knowing and thinking that. When I can acknowledge the time and effort they have invested in learning English, most times after working a full day before coming to class. I love that I can be part of providing a safe, encouraging space to practice English and ask questions where normally language would easily become a barrier. Since teaching, I've also noticed that when I have been in other multilingual situations, I've been less hesitant to try and communicate. Start a conversation that might involve a lot of hand gestures, but usually also a lot of smiles too, as we figure out what the other person is trying to say. As I've been part of these classes, it's also been exciting when I see students around town. Even just asking how they are, I can see the confidence and trust that has grown from our English classes together. So.
Good morning. My name is Patty Lerma. And I have been asked to tell you about how bridging cultures has impacted my life. And I am a little bit nervous now. First of all, before I do that, I would like to share with you a little bit about my background, about who I am. In 2000, my parents decided to move to the United States. And at that time, I was 14 years old. They decided to come, and I don't want to cry. They decided to come, and they didn't ask me if I wanted to come. They just made the decision. I'm sorry. So they just made the decision. So we came, and I was 14 years old, and we encountered a lot of challenges. But in my experience, the biggest challenge has been the language barrier, because I couldn't speak any English at all, any word, nothing. So I started my freshman year in high school in Canby, and my first day was a nightmare. Very hard, I cried and cried, and I remember blaming my parents for the decision that they made. But all I needed was work hard and be persistent. I never gave up. I wanted to learn. Sorry. So I wanted to learn, and I continued learning. I remember when I was getting my homework, I would look up for every single word. I wanted to know the meaning. I wanted to know the translation. And somehow, I started to learn the language. And I'm still learning, because I think that we never stop learning the language. It takes time and practice. And despite of all my frustration and confusion, I had a dream, my dream of becoming a teacher, an elementary teacher. And I'm still working on that. I'm still hanging there. We're still hanging there. And through Bridging Cultures, I have met wonderful people. I have met people who believe in me. I have met people who have been there for me in difficult times. And I have thanked them. I have said, thank you for all your help. Thank you, tutors. Thank you for spending a lot of time, a lot of hours with me, helping me pass the state exams. I already did, and I feel very proud of what I have accomplished. And I want to thank Carolyn, Charlie, and the Gingrich family, a lot of people who have been there asking me, when are you going to be done? When are you going to start doing your student teaching? And I will be doing that in the fall in Canby. And Bridging Cultures has given me, has allowed me to make connections, to make new friends, to meet new people, and to get to know their culture, their language, and a lot of things. Now, I don't blame my parents for the decision that they made. I thank them for what they decided. Although at that time, I didn't know what it was gonna be like to be in a new country where everything was new for me. Thank you.
You made it. Thank you so much for sharing. I want to talk a little bit about what we're doing now, some of the programs, and you already heard about the ESL programs. If we could have a slide up here, I'll talk about what we're working on now. We still meet at every other week, starting next weekend, every other week through the summer. We meet from 11 to 1:30 or so and have a meal together with the families there. So if you'd like to find a way to volunteer, it'd be great. But I want to thank this church, especially this church, for all you've done. Bridging Culture wouldn't exist if we didn't have the help from this church. Not only in your time, your prayers, your finances, and just your support. It's been wonderful. And so we want to start with the park. At the park, we also, if we can stop it for a second, one of the things we're going to need help this summer with is picking flowers. So before the events in the park, we pick flowers, and we have, you know, up to 20 buckets packed full of flowers. And when we take them to the park, it's just a gift of love. People pick them up, take them home, and it's a wonderful way you can, if you'd like to pick on Saturday morning. I'm just talking about these opportunities. You can let Janet know, and she can and sign you up for the different things that we do. And so these gals came, and I was just picking flowers and just stuffing them into buckets. And they said, oh, no, Charlie, you need to make bouquets. And so every Saturday morning before the picnics, we make bouquets, and it's worked a lot better that way. Next. We also get produce from the Oregon State, what's it called, experimental station over by Charbonneau. And we get corn from a famous farmer in our community, the Knofsinger Farm. I won't tell you which Knofsinger, but it's wonderful. People look forward to that. I remember one summer we didn't have much corn, and I heard more people. They'd see me at Thriftway. They'd see me at Freddy's. You guys going to have more corn? And it's just a wonderful gift. You know, and it's a wonderful way to get out into the community and share with people. Because while they're picking their corn out, I'm harassing them the whole time. But it's just a fun time to get to know the neighbors in the neighborhood. Our picnics, our trip to the beach is also one we're going to do again this summer. We're going to a different beach. So if you haven't been along, come with us. It's just a fun event. We're going to probably take 6-7 buses, I don't know how many, out to the beach this summer. And it's a good way to get to know people. You spend a whole day together. Even Mari has a friend. Oh, I'm just kidding, Louise. Our ESL program has really taken off and become a wonderful program. You've heard a little bit about it up here. But it's just a joy to stand back when everybody's sitting around the kids come in and have a meal together, and then they do their activities, do their schoolwork, play outside with teachers. And then after that, the adults come in. After they've had introduction to their lesson that day, then they come and meet for a meal together. And we always put one or two people at each table to help work just in conversational discussion. I have more fun doing that. It's just a blast. But it's just to sit back and watch and see the people interact. The joy, the smile on their faces is just worth it. And the instructor from Clackamas Community, I hear, is great. I wouldn't know anything about what a great teacher is, but according to everybody else, they say she does a great job. This here, does anybody know what that is? A speaker? It's a computer. So this summer they're starting a program for kids, third and fourth grade. They got the late computers, probably computers no more than 5 years old. The kids will take those computers, tear them apart, put them on shelves. These are third and fourth graders. And then they learned about each one of those parts, and they got an apple, or not apple, it's a milk container thing to carry jugs with. And they zip tie all the parts to learn about the parts of the computer, put it together, and set it up. And then they learn about coding, about, you know, setting up their computer and everything. I can't tell you much about it because I don't know anything about computers. But it's really a neat program. Cambie Telecom is going to be working alongside with us on that. And so they're going to be working with students coming for a, I think it's a 17-day kind of a camp type of deal where the kids will come each day for 4 hours and work on computer science, whatever you want to call it. I don't know much about it. But anyway, so that's a program we're starting this summer. Again, we'll do a Thanksgiving meal, so if you want to get involved with that at the end of the summer, that's another opportunity. And a week before Thanksgiving, we all get together for a great meal. We had about 450 last year. We'll be doing it again, and we get 50 more every year, so it's going to be 500 this year. And we get the head turkey. He's not here this morning. Adrian cook and Kay cook up our turkeys for us, but it's a great event. We have a lot of fun at that, and a lot of people get involved, and it's a real joy to be together with those, with our neighbors in Cambie. Is that it? We put this together while I was in Central Oregon, so I don't know what got together. Okay, well, thanks so much for supporting us.
Thank you to all of you who have shared, giving us a window into what is happening and what can happen, and we all receive. Jocelyn wasn't able to be here this morning. She had found herself overbooked, so we'll have to hear her kind of words at another time. We want to receive our offerings at this time, so if the ushers would come forward, we will prepare to do that. Let us pray. You are a God of abundance, more than we ever could know or experience. And so from your example of abundance, our dear Lord, we give, and we give because of the joy within our hearts, because of what you are able to do with our loaves and fishes. Bless us, bless each giver, bless the receivers. In your name we pray, amen. This morning, our scripture will be read in Spanish. Kelsey Yoder will do that for us, and I invite her to come at this time. You will find the words in English on the screen or on the insert in your bulletin. Let us listen to the words of scripture from Acts 2.
Cuando llegó el día de Pentecostés, estaban todos juntos en el mismo lugar. De repente, vino del cielo un ruido como el de una violenta ráfaga de viento, y llenó toda la casa donde estaban reunidos. Se les aparecieron entonces unas lenguas como de fuego, que se repartieron y se posaron sobre cada uno de ellos. Todos fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo y comenzaron a hablar en diferentes lenguas, según el Espíritu les concedía expresarse. Estaban de visita en Jerusalén judíos piadosos, procedentes de todas las naciones de la tierra. Al oír aquel bullicio, se agolparon y quedaron todos pasmados porque cada uno los escuchaba hablar en su propio idioma. Desconcertados y maravillados, decían, ¿no son galileos todos estos que están hablando? ¿Cómo es que cada uno de nosotros los oye hablar en su lengua materna? Todos por igual los oímos proclamar en nuestra propia lengua las maravillas de Dios. Desconcertados y perplejos, se preguntaban, ¿qué quiere decir esto? Otros se burlaban y decían, lo que pasa es que están borrachos. Entonces Pedro, con los once, se puso de pie y dijo a voz en cuello, compatriotas judíos y todos ustedes que están en Jerusalén, déjenme explicarles lo que sucede. Presten atención a lo que les voy a decir. Esos no están borrachos, como suponen ustedes. Apenas son las 9 de la mañana. En realidad, lo que pasa es que lo anunció el profeta Joel. Sucederá que en los últimos días, dice Dios, derramaré mi espíritu sobre todo el género humano. Los hijos y las hijas de ustedes profetizarán, tendrán visiones los jóvenes y sueños los ancianos. En estos días derramaré mi espíritu aún sobre mis siervos y mis siervas y profetizarán. Y todo el que invoque el nombre del Señor será salvo.
Wendell, would you want to come and help me with some translation on these brief thoughts, please? The connection between Pentecost and communion.
El vínculo entre el Pentecostés y la comunión.
Each is a gift of the Holy Spirit.
Cada uno es un don del Espíritu Santo.
Each is a manifestation and an expression and a work of the Holy Spirit.
Cada uno es una manifestación y obra del Espíritu Santo.
The service of communion that we celebrate at this time looks in three directions.
El servicio de comunión que vamos a compartir en este día nos hace mirar en tres tiempos.
We look to the past, to the giving of Christ's own life, body, and blood for us.
Miramos hacia el pasado, o sea, el sacrificio de Cristo Jesús que dio su sangre y su cuerpo por nosotros.
For Christ himself said, "Do this in memory of me."
Pues dijo Cristo, esto hagan en memoria mía.
And when we share the bread and cup, we also look to the present.
Pues también cuando compartimos la copa y el pan, miramos al presente.
We are looking to the union that we share by the Spirit of God with God and each other.
Nos fijamos en la unión que compartimos a través del Espíritu de Dios unos con otros.
And we look ahead as Jesus himself said, I will not share this with you until I share it in the kingdom of God.
Pues también miramos hacia el futuro, porque dijo también Jesús, esta cena no la vuelvo a compartir hasta que vuelva a venir con ustedes en el reino de Dios.
And so we are doing something like a foreshadowing, a foretaste of the wedding feast of the Lamb, the feast of victory over death and sin.
De manera que hoy compartimos un presagio de lo que ha de venir en el futuro, esa fiesta de la boda del Cordero.
It is the Spirit who gives us to, Let me say it this way. When we look back in the past, it is the Spirit who gives us faith in what Christ did for us.
Al mirar hacia atrás, es el mismo Espíritu Santo que nos da la fe para recibir lo que hizo Cristo por nosotros.
And when we look to the present, at the unifying work of the Spirit, it is the Spirit who gives us love.
Pues, y también al mirar al presente, la unión que gozamos en el Espíritu Santo es el mismo Espíritu que nos da el amor.
And when we look to the future meaning of communion, it is the Holy Spirit who gives us the gift of hope.
Y cuando miramos hacia el futuro, el mismo Espíritu nos da el don de la esperanza.
To the best of our capabilities, let's look in all these directions as we share the bread and the cup together today.
Hoy, al compartir la copa y el pan, miremos en estos tres tiempos estando juntos.
And so I give these following instructions.
Pues doy las siguientes instrucciones para todos.
All baptized believers in Christ Jesus, seeking to live in love and harmony with God and their neighbor.
Todos los que son bautizados en Cristo Jesús, que buscan vivir en armonía con Dios y con el prójimo.
All such are welcome to share in this communion service today, whatever is your church membership or background.
Todos están bienvenidos para participar con nosotros en la mesa, sea cual sea la iglesia donde usted asiste o el trasfondo de su familia.
There will be an usher, David, in the hall to invite you forward in groups of 8 or 10.
Pues los sugieres nos van a hacer pasar en grupos de 8 o 10 personas.
They'll direct you to come either to this side or to that side.
Puede ser a este lado o al otro lado.
And when you get there, you will take a piece of bread from the tray that one of us is holding.
Y al llegar, nosotros le vamos a ofrecer en la bandeja un pedazo de pan.
Okay, hold to that piece of bread until the group of us are ready to take it together, and then we'll tell you when.
Le invitamos a que cada uno aguarde un momento después de agarrar el pan, que todo el grupo se haya servido.
And then you will do the same thing with a cup that you'll take from the tray.
Lo mismo con la copita.
Okay, and then when that is complete, return to your seats from the aisles on the side.
Al completar servirse la comunión, todo el grupo le vamos a invitar que pasen a su asiento, pero usando los pasillos de afuera.
For any who have not yet been baptized, such as little children or others, you're also, or those not confirmed, there will also be someone here with a bowl of grapes, and that, you may take that simply as a sign of your desire to follow Christ in discipleship.
Y para aquellas personas, puede ser niños o personas que no han hecho un compromiso de fe, le invitamos a que comparta, que se sirva unas uvitas, que significa su deseo de acercarse a la mesa del Señor.
And if you wish for a prayer blessing, that can be given too.
Y si usted desea, los ancianos pueden hacer una oración de bendición para usted.
For those who cannot come forward for reasons of mobility or because they're busy with other things like the nursery, for example, there will also be elders coming with a tray of bread and a cup to serve you.
Para aquellos que no pueden caminar o que están atendiendo a los niños atrás, hay un anciano que va a estar sirviendo el pan y el vino para ellos.
So if you wish for a communion where you are seated and you see them coming, simply raise your hand.
Pues si usted ve acercarse al diácono, levante la mano si usted quiere compartir en el lugar donde está sentado.
Now let us also prepare in prayer.
Preparémonos en oración.
A prayer that will have time for silent reflection.
En esta oración vamos a dar un momento para reflexión silencioso.
And also then close together with the Lord's Prayer in the language of our hearts and our homes.
Y al final todos vamos a orar el Padre Nuestro en el idioma que usted prefiera.
Please join me in prayer.
Oremos.
Lord, as you gathered the 12 around the bread and the wine in Jerusalem, so are you now gathering a people of every tribe, tongue, and nation for the feast of victory at the coming of your kingdom.
Señor, así como tú juntaste a los 12 en Jerusalén, así también hoy juntas tu pueblo de toda nación.
The bread and the wine you provide are your love and your grace, uniting us to yourself and each other.
Y el vino y el pan que tú provees significa tu amor y tu gracia que nos une a ti y unos para otros.
Bless the bread and the cup that we share today, that we might know something of your reconciling grace.
Bendice, Señor, este pan y este vino que compartimos hoy, que conozcamos algo, Señor, de tu gracia.
Even as we share them, even as we show something of your reconciling grace.
En ese momento en que compartimos y al mostrar también nosotros un poco de esa gracia que tú nos das.
We know we are not worthy to receive you. Only say the word and we shall be healed.
Sabemos, Señor, que no somos merecedores de recibirte. Solo tú di la palabra y nosotros seremos sanados.
Healed may we be of any sin that troubles our consciences or of any resentment that troubles our relationships.
Sanados de todo pecado que conmueve nuestra conciencia o de todo resentimiento que estorba nuestras relaciones.
May they be healed with the bread of forgiveness and the wine of new life.
Que sea sanado con ese pan del perdón y el vino de vida nueva.
Hear us now as we search our hearts and confess any such sickness or sin to you in this moment of silence.
Señor, escúchanos ahora en este momento al que escudriñamos nuestros corazones y confesamos a ti toda enfermedad en este momento de silencio.
We thank you and praise you, Lord, for the assurance of forgiveness in your word, even in your faithful nature.
Te damos gracia y honra, Señor, por la seguridad que tú nos das del perdón en tu palabra y por tu ser tan fiel.
And what shall we render you for your great love?
¿Qué te podemos dar, Señor, por tu gran amor?
For forgiveness and new life and so many other blessings, we give you thanks and praise.
Por este perdón y la vida nueva que tú nos das y muchas otras cosas, te damos gracia y alabanza.
And hear us as we search our hearts and minds and bring you our gratitude, our thankfulness for the joys, the gifts, the goodness of our lives in this moment of silence.
Ahora, Señor, en este momento pedimos que tú nos escuches al escudriñar nuestros corazones y nuestras mentes y te traemos la ofrenda de gratitud por los gozos, los dones y las bondades de nuestras vidas.
We thank you as well, O God, for the partnership we have with Bridging Cultures, Canby, and the wonderful effect that they have on the lives of all whom they serve and who participate.
Te damos gracias también por la participación con Puentes Entre Culturas y la presencia maravillosa que tienen en la comunidad.
You tell us, Lord, to pour out our hearts before you and to cast our burdens upon you, and you will sustain us.
Pues tú nos dices, Señor, que derramemos nuestros corazones delante de ti y echemos nuestras cargas sobre ti, que tú nos has de sostener.
And hear us as we search our hearts now for any need, any fear, grief, or burden for ourselves or anyone else, and implore your grace and goodness on our behalf and theirs.
Escúchanos, Señor, al escudriñar nuestros corazones para expresar toda necesidad, todo temor, todo duelo, toda carga, sea para nosotros o para los demás, y imploramos, Señor, tu gracia de parte de nosotros.
Thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful God who hears our prayers and who answers.
Gracias, Señor, porque tú eres Dios fiel que escucha nuestras oraciones y ruegos.
Hear our prayers on behalf of churches and believers, indeed all people suffering persecution, poverty, oppression, and violence.
Señor, recibe nuestro ruego de parte de las iglesias, de parte de los creyentes en todo el mundo, todos los pueblos que sufren persecución, pobreza, opresión, violencia.
And show us how we might bear their burdens in addition to praying for them.
Muéstranos, Señor, cómo hemos de ayudarle a llevar la carga además de orar por ellos.
And strengthen us with the courage and the wisdom to speak your truth and to speak your truth and to do so even when it is difficult or dangerous.
Danos fortaleza, Señor, para que hablemos con valentía y sabiduría tu verdad y hacerlo aun cuando pueda significar dificultad o peligro para nosotros.
And help us accept that we enter your kingdom through much opposition, suffering, and trials. And grant us grace and strength sufficient for whatever we must endure or overcome for your honor and our eternal joy.
Ayúdanos, Señor, a aceptar que entramos a tu reino a través de la oposición, el sufrimiento, la prueba. Y concédenos, Señor, la gracia y la fuerza suficiente para lo que vayamos a pasar, para sobreponernos a todo por honor a tu nombre.
And then will be answered the prayer that your Son, our Lord, taught us, the prayer that we have in common in all times and places and languages, which we now share in the languages of our homes and hearts.
Señor, te contestamos en la oración que tu Hijo, nuestro Señor, nos enseñó, la oración que tenemos en común con todos los pueblos y todos los tiempos, que ahora oramos en el lenguaje de nuestro corazón.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite the elders to come forward to join me up here as well. There we go. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took the bread, he blessed it, and he broke it.
El Señor Jesús, en la noche que lo traicionaron, tomó el pan y lo partió.
He blessed it and
lo bendijo.
And he said, "This is my body given for you."
Diciendo, "Este es mi cuerpo quebrantado por ustedes."
"Do this," he said, "in remembrance of me."
Háganlo esto en memoria de mí.
In the same way, Jesus took the cup and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. As often as you drink it, remember me."
De la misma manera, el Señor tomó la copa y dijo, "Este es el pacto nuevo en mi sangre. Cada vez que ustedes lo hacen, háganlo en memoria de mí."
So may God bless the sharing of the bread and the cup, as the sharing also of our lives and our loves.
Que bendiga el Señor el compartir de esta copa y este pan, así como también que bendiga el compartir de nuestras vidas.
Okay. Elders, you may come. Or excuse me, yeah, David, you may. And do we have someone with the grapes here? Okay, very good, yes.
cambio recibes la ofrenda humilde, la ofrenda humilde, Señor Jesucristo, de mi corazón, la ofrenda humilde, Señor Jesucristo, de mi corazón. Y cuando la noche extiende su mano, mis ojos en llanto en ti fijaré, alzando mis ojos, veré las estrellas, yo sé que tras ellas, cual Padre amoroso, tú velas por mí, yo sé que tras ellas, cual Padre amoroso, tú velas por mí. Recibe este canto.
Thank you, Lord, that by your grace you have done such powerful things with such simple symbols.
Señor, te damos gracias que tú has hecho maravillosas obras con estas vidas sencillas.
The bread, the cup, daily things now turned into reminders of your self-giving love.
Estos símbolos, el pan y el vino, cosas diarias, cotidianas que tú las has convertido en poderosos recuerdos de tu amor.
Grant that what we have said and shown and shared here might go forth into the world.
Concede, Señor, que todo lo que hayamos dicho hoy, lo que hemos compartido hoy, se expanda para todo el mundo.
As these simple reminders, these simple things remind us of your love, make us reminders of your love too.
Así como estos elementos sencillos nos recuerdan de tu amor, que seamos nosotros recuerdos para el mundo de tu amor.
As we ask in the name of Jesus, our Lord.
Amen. Te lo pedimos en nombre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor.
Amén.
This song reminds us who we are. This song says, we are the body of Christ. This song is sung in phrases which repeat each other, repeat themselves in both languages. When we sing the verses, I would invite you to sing the refrain after I sing the first verse. So I will say the first line in Spanish, you will repeat, somos el cuerpo de Cristo. I'll sing the second line in English, and you repeat, we are the body of Christ. We'll sing all together in the chorus. Somos el cuerpo de Cristo. We are the body of Christ. Hemos oído el llamado. We've answered yes to the call of the Lord. Somos el cuerpo de Cristo. We are the body of Christ. Traemos su santo mensaje. Come to bring the good news to the world. Dios viene al mundo a través de nosotros. Somos el cuerpo de Cristo. God is revealed when we love one another. We are the body of Christ. Al mundo a cumplir la misión de la iglesia. Somos el cuerpo de Cristo. Bringing the light of God's mercy to others. We are the body of Christ. Oh, somos el cuerpo de Cristo. We are the body of Christ. Hemos oído el llamado. We've answered yes to the call of the Lord. Somos el cuerpo de Cristo. We are the body of Christ. Traemos su santo mensaje. We've come to bring the good news to the world.
Cada persona es parte del reino. Bringing a stop to all discrimination.
We are the body of Christ.
Todas las razas que habitan la tierra. All are invited to feast at the banquet.
We are the body of Christ.
Oh, somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
We are the body of Christ.
Hemos oído el llamado.
We've come to God.
Somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
We are the body of Christ.
Traemos su santo mensaje.
We've come to bring the good news to the world.
Nuestras acciones reflejan justicia. Stopping abuse or relieving the hungry. Vamos al mundo a cuidar su rebaño. Serving each other, we build up the kingdom. Oh, somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
We are the body of Christ.
Hemos oído el llamado.
We've answered yes to the call of the Lord.
Oh, somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
We are the body of Christ.
Traemos su santo mensaje.
We come to bring the good news to the world.
A few words here. All are invited to the meal that is in the fellowship hall that has been prepared by our good sisters at Bridging Cultures Canby, and it will be delicious. So mix at the tables. Find someone that you haven't had conversation with and do the mixing this morning.
Todos están invitados a la cena que después del culto hoy en la sala de amistad, y no se sienten con los que ya conocen. Con sus hijos y esposos, sí, como no, pero con su primo, su primer mejor amigo desde kinder, se sienten uno, todos con alguien que ya no conocen. Y quédense también con las etiquetas de identificación, por favor. Y habrá unas canastas para una... para contribuir dinero a Bridging Cultures, a Puentes Entre Culturas. It's all about the fundraising, right?
Okay,
yeah.
Good. We want to close our worship this morning with a blessing for Bridging Cultures, for the congregation here, and for the meal that we are about to share together. We are one common people seeking to show God's love in every part of our lives.
Somos un solo pueblo tratando de mostrar el amor de Dios en cada parte de nuestras vidas.
May we be open to your Spirit's leading, seeking your blessing upon our dreams and our labors.
Que estemos abiertos al liderazgo de tu Espíritu, implorando tu bendición sobre nosotros, sobre nuestros sueños y obras.
Bless Bridging Cultures Canby as they respond to the people of that community and build relationships across a varied diversity.
Bendice Puentes Entre Culturas de Canby en su encuentro con la gente de esa comunidad y cuando construyen amistades a través de nuestra diversidad.
Bless Zion Mennonite Church as they seek to be faithful to God's call in our neighborhoods and the larger communities.
Bendice la Iglesia Menonita Sion en su búsqueda de fidelidad al llamado de Dios en nuestras comunidades pequeñas y grandes.
Bless this shared meal we are about to enter into.
Bendice esta comida que estamos al punto de compartir.
Bless the ones who have prepared in so many ways this food we are about to enjoy.
Bendice los que han preparado en cualquier manera la comida que vamos a gozar.
Bless the conversations around the tables and new friendships.
Bendice las conversaciones alrededor de las mesas y las nuevas amistades.
We depart from worship with a new vision of God's work among us
Salimos del culto con una nueva visión de la obra de Dios adentro de nosotros. Amén.
God bless. Amén. And enjoy.
Dios les bendiga. Aprovechense. Buen provecho.